Dave McAuliffe is the Harper Woods Firefighters Union president, and he's on the other end of our line. Dave, good morning.
Tony, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
I appreciate you for being on. This is something that could happen to departments from in around our area. I'm a little surprised there's still a union there with only one guy to represent.
Well, we still have seven members that are working. However, only five of them are healthy. And I appreciate you highlighting the fact that of the private EMS company. And that's the thing, is that we're not only firefighters, is that we're also paramedics. And we've been providing this transporting service to residents for years, and has traditionally generated $230,000 in revenue. So if this city's financially cash-strapped, why forego this revenue that we've steadily gained for the city to go ahead and give it to a private company?
From your perspective, why did they do that?
They're citing our poor staffing levels. Well, our staffing levels are poor because you just laid off another third of our department that is down from 18 members 10 years ago when we were doing substantially less calls, down to now seven with only five healthy. So they're kind of going to go ahead and say, well, we don't have the staffing for it. Well, that's because you've laid us all off.
Do you think, you know, when I read this story, I just started wondering, you think it's time to realize that the Harper Woods Fire Department is a thing of the past and just move forward?
No, I absolutely disagree with that. I move forward towards what, I suppose? The city council has had this agenda for this public safety idea. However, the residents of Harper Woods have made their wishes known. They've adopted a charter requiring separate and dedicated departments, and they twice rejected proposals to change the charter as recent as last May. And in the interim, they approved tax increase in 2008 to supposedly save these departments. So I guess it's a matter of getting your spending in line, and I say that knowing that the last 11 years, six of the seven people on council have been the same people, and their expenditures have exceeded their revenues every year. So the people have let it known what they want. So it's up to the police department and the fire department. You know, we're the only department that has 2010 wage levels right now, and all other cities have 2006. So to me, it's time for us to take the hit so the residents can have the service that they have made clear that they wanted and that they deserve. My members are happy to take the lead on this notion of cutting back.
I asked the question about whether it's time for you to move forward from the perspective, I'm from Mount Clemens. They used to have a large police force, and because of budget issues, police force was dissolved, and Clinton Township handles that now. And I was just wondering, should Grosse Pointe, should another entity handle the firefighting needs for the city of Harper Woods?
I absolutely don't believe so. We just had a fire. You know, we're at this point right now, we have shifts of 2, 2, and 1, which, yeah, you know, it's a bit absurd. But to rely on another community, I'll give you an example. We had a fire on early Sunday morning. Thank God we had three people there because it was a one-man scheduled shift, and my guys who have worked over 700 hours a year of overtime to try to keep the city staffed covered the overtime. But the long and short is that we had to wait on the scene with three guys with this fire burning 15 minutes before our closest neighboring Grosse Pointe community arrived on scene, got undressed out of their police gear, got dressed into their fire gear, and were ready to work. That's 15 minutes of a delay in an interior attack, and a fire doubles in size every 90 seconds. Well, the house is a loss, and how could you expect it not to be at that point?
So police and fire, at least in that community, they're sharing the same duties. That must be a challenge.
I mean, to each community their own, but there's very unique things that make Harper Woods different than the Grosse Pointe. And the number one thing is sheer call volume. Our police department does more runs than all five of those Grosse Pointe communities combined, and far exceeds that number. And the fire department in Harper Woods does just as many fire and EMS runs as all five of those Grosse Pointe communities combined. So to, you can't even compare just on sheer run volume.
So what happens next?
We are still at the table trying to, negotiate a contract in good faith. Our latest offer sees over $201,000 in savings, and to give you an idea how significant that is, our budget is only $1 million. So that's over a 20% budget reduction on my members' backs, who have already seen the annual operating budget decrease by 35% the last 10 years already. And I guess to give you a reference sake, the police department's budget is only down 7% the last 10 years. So I told you that, it's time for us to step up to give the residents the service that they have made clear they want. We're still offering to do that, and that has to come from, concessions, obviously.
David, have you looked into perhaps regionalizing the issue? So having a full fire staff that maybe would be based in Harper Woods but be a part of another service, would that be cost-effective enough? Is that an option?
I think that along with every option has to be looked at. I'm personally... on a personal note, I'm a big fan of the notion of regionalization of government in these small cities altogether. I guess, you look at the eastern Wayne County there in the Grosse Pointe, you have six communities that only have, that are only 14 square miles that have six city managers and six city clerks and six, police and fire department heads. Regionalization is a very forward-thinking thing. I wish it was done statewide years ago when times were good. It makes it easier to do. Now you have cities saying, well, I stand to lose too much, or my residents stand to lose too much, and I think that the bigger picture needs to be seen, and that is that, regionalization, I think, is a very good thing.
All right, Dave, I appreciate you being on the program. It's something that is touching our area here in mid-Michigan, as the East Lansing fire chief is also the fire chief for the city of Lansing. Regionalization is constantly talked about and pushed here in the city of Lansing by its mayor, Virge Bonero. So I think there's some parallels here. We wish you luck, and we'll stay in touch with you. Thanks so much.
Tony, thank you for having me. Have a great day.